two adult leaders and four high school students are jammed into the tiny headquarters of the Carroll County Community Foundation below the Bank of Berryville on Highway 23 South. They've gathered to tell listeners about their amazing venture. Since 2002, in nine different grant cycles, the Carroll County Youth Advisory Council has made 70 grants to 42 projects operated by charities, schools, hospitals, youth camps, libraries, and arts centers, totaling more than $44,000.
I'm Sharon Sperlin, and I am the board chairman of the Carroll County Community Foundation, which is an affiliate of the Arkansas Community Foundation. It's a community foundation that has a statewide interest and basis, and there are 27 affiliates throughout the state of Arkansas.
Arkansas Community Foundation was founded in 1976 with an initial investment of $258,000 from the Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation. Today, it manages assets of more than $120 million, providing funding to communities to support health, human services, environment, education, arts, and humanities, even animal welfare programming. It also operates 19 youth advisory councils, called YACs, around the state. Every summer, representatives from each council attend a meeting to network and exchange ideas. Dr. Tina Cohn, a veterinarian with a practice in Berryville, is Carroll County Community Foundation's YAC Adult Advisor.
Well, the YAC organization is, we have 30 students from, high school students from around the county. We meet once a month, and they learn about philanthropy, community need, and they also have their own permanent endowment fund.
The YAC endowment was seeded by a grant from the Kellogg Foundation, a huge philanthropy based in Battle Creek, Michigan, that supports children and families. The Carroll County YAC's endowment fund, managed by ACF, is currently valued at $32,000. Erin Goodyear is 17, attends Eureka Springs High School.
We build our endowment by doing fundraisers like the letter writing campaign. We do that. And we just build it up gradually, and each year we have a different amount that we can give away, and it's usually, you know, a few thousand. I think this year it was around 6,000.
Elizabeth Hale, I'm 14, I'm homeschooled. How I got involved was there were several members that were homeschooled also, and they just asked me to join, and it's just a really different organization to be a part of, so I just jumped in and just became a member, and I've been having a really good time since.
Paige Summers, I'm 18, and I'm at Berryville High School. I was a bit isolated. I didn't really have a lot of contact with people from other school, and this has really opened up those doors to be able to have, you know, countywide participation in things and to be a part of something that's, you know, important to the community.
My name is Hayden Poff, Ugly Green Forest High School. When I was asked to do it, you know, I didn't hesitate. I signed the paperwork and did it, and I've never regretted it ever since.
Who could regret giving money to needy children? One charity the YACs have helped was Loaves and Fishes Food Bank in Berryville.
Elizabeth Hale, and every year they have an opportunity to fill up backpacks for the kids.
And they have all of the supplies and stuff, and so YAC volunteers go in there and they like help donate and, you know, organize it.
They ended up stuffing over 400 backpacks with school supplies.
Right, all of the kids that get the backpacks are below the poverty line. So that shows you how much of a need there is in Carroll County. I mean, if we're giving 400 backpacks to little kids who are below the poverty line, there is definitely like a deep need in this area.
Other charity youth programs the YAC supported in 2010 include the Carroll County Arts Council's Children's Theater, Bethel Agape Food Pantry for head lice treatments, the Eureka Springs Soccer Club for an equipment purchase, Ozark Guidance Center in support of its summer services for kids, Green Forest School District for sewing machines, the Merlin Foundation for a Teen Drugs Summit in Carroll County, Eureka Springs High School East Lab for robotics hardware, Green Forest Intermediate School to build a greenhouse, and North Arkansas Community College for its GED program. Each year, the Arkansas Community Foundation solicits nonprofits to submit YAC grant proposals, which groups can pick up at county libraries or download online. Then youth advisory councils decide who gets what. Elizabeth Hale.
About 15 applied, but we only granted out to around 9 nine organizations, and it's really hard to kind of sort through them and, you know, just decide, no, we're not going to grant these.
Council members study the requests, making sure the projects benefit youth, and other criteria, applying a score. Here's Hayden Poff.
A lot of the grants we get, the criteria that they list, sometimes it's specific, sometimes it's not. We've run into a lot of problems where they were not exactly specific, and it was hard for us to grant out money to those organizations. But the ones that did list specifically what they want, what they needed, we did take in consideration the money offered, and so we did.
Of course, sometimes the merits of any given application is hotly debated, but donations are decided by consensus. The council is currently raising money towards their YAC endowment via a coin drive, Paige Summers.
And we were trying to see who could bring in the most spare change from around their house and around their lives. All the money we collected went towards our endowment, growing it. And the letter writing campaign actually contributes to that too. It's not just trying to spend that money that we get. We only spend the interest. So, I mean, that's two ways that I know that we contribute to that.
Paige Summers says YAC has been a huge learning curve for him.
By seeing how much need there is in Carroll County, it truly puts things in perspective for us. Before any, you know, YAC involvement, I wasn't very thrifty, shall we say. But since now that I see every dime I waste that could be going to someone else, it's almost like a crime. I mean, it's just, it puts things in perspective and shows you that you're not the only person in the world that needs to be spending money.
Summer says at Christmas, members of YAC can be seen ringing bells for the Salvation Army in Carroll County in frigid conditions.
It's a solid thing, fun to be a part of, because you get to, you know, not only see people in the community, but you also get to help them help other people in the community, even just not face-to-face help. And it's pretty easy. I mean, it's not difficult to ring a bell.
Not many young people have even a notion of what philanthropy is, how it works. Grant proposals, endowments. You're just so far ahead of the curve. How does that feel?
Erin Goodyear, it feels really great because I see teachers at my school all the time working, like grant writing and working to, you know, fund different projects that they have. And I see them working so hard and I think, wow, this is so great. I wish someone could give you money. And being a part of the other end of that and seeing how people do give out money, I understand it a lot more. And I realize now that just donating money to an organization that locally, like we went to the Merlin House and the Merlin Foundation's place, actually seeing that firsthand, their location and where like abused children go when they, you know, have no other safe place was really, really powerful.
Elizabeth Hale, just the fact that, I mean, we're helping these kids and it just gives you an amazing feeling inside. And I think that's the biggest thing I've gotten out of it. It's the best feeling ever.
Hayden Poff is producing a documentary video about the YACs with ABC National News correspondent Erin Hayes. She's a resident of Carroll County.
We've videoed some of the people that gave us grants, and it was just so much fun getting to work with her and interviewing other people who were giving money to YAC.
Hayden Poff's actually heading off to college next autumn to study filmmaking. None of these young people say they plan to pursue a career in philanthropy, but they all say that for sure they will become charitable adults. And in closing, here's Hayden Poff from Green Forest High School with a pitch.
And if you guys are fired up about giving, you guys can send it to Carroll County Community Foundation, 149 Huntsville Road, Eureka Springs, Arkansas. And you can contact us at 479-253-8203. Or at www.arcf.org/Carroll County.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.